It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day.
Well, I saw some big patches of blue sky this morning, but we've got major potential for thunderstorms in the forecast today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us more detail on those storms. And also, as the world marks the 75th anniversary of D-Day this week, Cliff will explain the role of weather forecasting in the Allied victory. First, let's get more details on that forecast, Cliff. It's kind of rainy, but not all rain this weekend.
That's right, and most of the rain is going to be today. It's going to be exciting for some people. In South Sound right now, it's pretty open, but that's going to change during the next 3 to 6 hours. An area of very unstable air is moving in off the Pacific, and so I'm expecting some very serious showers, including some thunderstorms, to form somewhere between Seattle and down to the Oregon-Washington border. So Southwest Washington and the South Sound, I think we're going to see some heavy showers and particularly some thunder showers today. Somebody's going to get it. So expect some lightning and thunder. This is going to be very good for our drought situation. There's going to be at least a quarter to half an inch over much of the southwest part of the state. Now, Saturday is going to be a transitional day. We'll see temperatures getting up into the mid-60s tomorrow. It'll be cloudy in the morning, maybe a few sprinkles, holding on a little bit in the mountains. But by the end of the day, I think we'll see some sun and, again, temperatures in the upper 60s. So an improving day on Saturday. Sunday will warm up to around 70. There'll be some clouds, but there'll be some sun as well. But then the big change happens next week. A large ridge of high pressure builds over the Northeast Pacific, and temperatures are going to zoom up. By the time we get to Wednesday, we could be in the mid-80s, even the upper 80s away from the water, so really warm temperatures. And then on Thursday, marine air should push in and we'll slide down into the lower 70s. So it's going to be a ride up and down this week.
And we're going to feel some really big warmth thanks to the strength of the sun, which is part of what causes those thunderstorms, right?
That's right. I mean, thunderstorms are relatively rare here. On the West Coast, we get less than 10 a year in contrast to the Eastern United States. But what produces thunderstorms here is when we have instability, and that is associated with temperature changing rapidly with height. So this time of the year, you know, the sun is quite strong. We're near the summer solstice, so we can warm the surface. When we do that and cool air comes in aloft, which is happening right now, that produces a large change of temperature in the vertical, and that produces convection when the atmosphere starts bubbling up like happens in your oatmeal saucepan when you cook that on your stovetop. The other thing we need is something to give a little bit of lift to get these thunderstorms and this convection going. And we're going to get that too. An upper-level trough is going to be moving in today, producing the uplift that can help get these storms going. So a lot of the ingredients are there today. There's no guarantee at any particular location you get a thunderstorm, but I will almost guarantee that somebody will somewhere in Southwest Washington.
So we just marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day yesterday, Thursday. You mentioned to me that weather forecasting actually played an important part in the Allied victory there.
That's right. It was very important. June 6, 1944 was a marginal day for the invasion, but it was just good enough. And the German forecasters thought it would be too stormy. And in fact, Rommel, who was leading the German side, he actually went back to Germany because he thought the weather wasn't going to be good enough for an invasion. But the Allies knew that it was going to be good enough. The Allied weather forecasters actually had it right. And one of the reasons that they had it right and the Germans didn't was that the Allies had all the weather observations over England and over the Pacific. The storm was coming in off the Atlantic, and the Germans didn't have very many observations at all upstream. So they didn't understand what was coming in well. The Allies did, and that difference in forecasting skill made a huge difference on what happened that day in 1944.
And of course, the forecasts 75 years ago were a lot less sophisticated. What was it really that gave the Allies the advantage?
Well, I think the meteorologists on both sides were pretty decent. It was the data, really. The fact that The Allies had all this data over England. They had weather ships. They had all the ship traffic across the Atlantic. They were reporting observations. I think that was the ingredient that gave us the edge.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations or catch up on ones you've missed at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.